Fantastic morning to you, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Table Talk. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Monday morning! I hope you're having a fantastic start to the week. And of course, we started you out with the best conversations on radio on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's good to be here with you again. And we have a conversation lined up in the past week. We started a Women in Business and Leadership series. That's us looking at how women and men who listen in can grow their businesses and upscale their businesses. The show is in two segments, as you know. The first part is the appetizer, and that's when I run you through just a few gists from my weekend, one of the biggest highlights of the weekend for me. And then we move on to the main dish. So the main dish today, we're discussing branding, personal branding, and building your social media presence as a business woman. So if you're in business, you want to move closer to your radio so you can learn how to do your personal branding and how to improve your social media presence. That's what we're doing on Table Talk today. But let's start off with the appetizer on Table Talk.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
Well, the appetizer today is the unfortunate loss of in the music industry. Nigeria lost an icon. That's Olanrewaju Abdulganu Fasasi, who is also known as a Sound Sultan, who died early hours yesterday. He was 44 years old, and he was said to have died of angioimmunoblastic T-cell lymphoma. That's a cancer of the throat. Our thoughts are with the family, friends, loved ones, everyone in Nigeria. And I'm glad, though, that he sought medical attention. As we hear, he had battled with this for quite a while. Apparently, I believe he got the best of medical care. This is a good point to also ask you to take your health seriously. I know that Nigeria is tough, Lagos is tough, but take your health seriously. Try to go for a checkup. I was just having a conversation with a colleague before I walked in that unfortunately we do not have a culture of checkup in Nigeria. Not just citizens, even medical doctors. I mean, if you walk into a hospital and say, I just want to have a medical checkup, in many hospitals, the first, question is, are you sick? If you're not sick, I mean, it's somehow almost like a waste of their time. Imagine walking into a general hospital and say you just want to have a bodily checkup after you've had to queue up for so long. We need to make this a culture so that you can begin to treat whatever it is in time. My thoughts, my love is with the family, friends, colleagues, every loved one of Olanrewaju Abdulganu Fasasi, also known as Sound Sultan, whom Nigeria lost yesterday.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
On the main dish today, 99.3 Nigeria Info, my guest is on her way here. She's a Chief Brand Officer of Glass and Craft, and she'll be teaching us about how to build your online, your personal brand and your online presence as a woman in business. Before she arrives, we're going to start this conversation off with you. I'll open the phone line. If you're a business woman, my biggest focus is on women here. If you're a business person, how are you coping online? Especially since the Twitter ban, I know a lot of people had their businesses on Twitter. A lot have moved to Facebook and Instagram and other social media platforms. How's it working for you, putting your business online? Are you still afraid of doing business online? How do you trade? Is it profitable? I mean, how does it work for you? 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. Yes. Sound Sultan, yes. Thank you. Yes. That's the number to call. If you're female, you can call 0146571900. You're calling already, right? So let's go. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, please.
This lake of upside down.
What did you say?
This lake of upside down. Challenge.
All right, welcome.
Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just don't be song last few Friday. Think I tired today. It's not been on the do.
You did what?
I don't. It's not that tired today. It's not been on the do.
I didn't quite get you. You said you did what?
A new song. I just dubbed a new song last Friday.
Oh, okay. Go to our website. Go to Nigeria Info. You'll find the details how you can promote it.
Yes. You say that there is a business, something that you're discussing about.
Oh, okay. For social media.
Yeah.
Keep listening in. My guest will soon be here, okay? Yeah, keep listening in. Adego Kezia here from Lekki. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Good morning.
I greet you too. Yeah, so sad, first of all, about...
Sound Sultan, yeah.
Yes, very, very sad thing. Like you said, we should take care of our health.
Yeah.
We should always check up all the time. You know, although the medication is expensive now, registering at the hospital, but let's just try our best what we can.
Yeah.
For social media... promoting one's business online. Personally, me, I am more of social media.
Mm.
Like, I've been online since morning, woken up, tried to do some adverts, my business thing.
Already this morning?
Since
it's a money-making week for you, huh?
I'm on the business. No darling.
No darling, I like that.
Yes. So, there are several, how will I put it, utensils to use online. You know,
yeah.
Create your own page.
Yeah.
You know, and then put up your products, do flyers, attractive online flyers. You know, then maybe if you can do little video shoots, maybe some seconds, 30 seconds, not too long.
Yeah.
You know, put it online, some catchy stuff, you know, and then good voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then put it online. Invite people to like your page.
How does it work for you? Is it does it bring in the money for you?
Yeah, at least for the ones I'm promoting, it brings in clients. People, even you know, maybe not 100%, but at least I know I have lots of followers and lots of clients making inquiries, and some patronize.
Oh, great!
And some just come to make inquiries. You know,
great.
Just like that. But gradually, you also take stock of clients that come your way,
mm-hmm.
you know, have details of them, you know, at least their data, you know, so you can actually reach them.
Yeah, and follow up with them. Thank you very much. Great thoughts right there. I'm glad that your money week has started already. That's someone who's serious about making the money. Hey. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. My name is Tunde.
Welcome, Tunde. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Korea right now.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, good to have you too. Yeah, all right, this is Sultan. It's a good musician, a great musician.
Yeah.
And we're going to miss him a lot. On the business aspect of the thing,
yeah.
I think it is a very good thing if so everybody can have a very good package online. Because, you know, what everybody always want to listen to, what everybody actually want to see is, okay, what are the issues you've had?
Mm-hmm.
And you are able to present something. Like myself, in my own small business, I have my own website.
Oh, great.
And, I have my own website, but I've actually not have anybody that says, okay, I just check you through on the website and I said, let me contact you.
Mm-hmm.
But I've met with some people that says, okay, do you have anything online, your website or something? And when I show them, they'll be like, wow. And I've gained a lot of business from it. Sincerely speaking, so I can stand.
So, so for some people who are listening to you right now, they think, oh, a website is a lot of money. Tell me, about how much does it cost to set up that website for you?
Yeah, you see good people that really want to help. I did my own at about 30,000
naira. 30,000 naira.
Yeah, and it really worth it. And I renew every year for about, like less than $100. Like, $15 or thereabouts.
$15. Great.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Just to stay online and then let everybody check up on you.
Yeah.
So I feel very happy. I feel delighted to tell everybody, now I have my website. They'll be like, oh.
So they can check it out. You have a portfolio there. People know that you mean business.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
You understand. So even when some people say, okay, do you have your card? Now tell them I have my website.
Great.
Like, oh, that's a very good one.
Great.
You know, share that with us.
Great.
And then, you know, no matter what you are spending or you are, you know, you're putting on the website or on the social media, mm-hmm. one way or the other, you definitely get them.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling in. Let's speak with the lady on the line. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Morning.
What's your name?
Thank you so much, Remy Moore. My name is Oleander. I'm a first caller.
I'm glad to have you here. I'm so glad you're calling.
Thank you so much. Okay, so if there's something called a social media advocate, I would say I am one.
Fantastic.
Okay,
fantastic.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah, tell me.
I never used to be on social media
mm-hmm.
until last year, February.
Okay.
What made me come out was because I saw colleagues online who teach the wrong thing. So they teach, in my field, I teach elocution, diction and elocution. Okay. So I see some of my colleagues online, they will teach, and sometimes some of them will teach the wrong thing, and they have a large following, and you have people, you know, cheering them on and all of that. So
yeah.
I got tired of complaining. So I told myself, girl, if you want to make a difference, go out there and teach.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was why I started teaching. So I just started putting out content online.
Great.
Just for fun, just to educate people, enlighten people. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting any money.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, this was just before the lockdown, and as I speak to you, I recorded my best growth during the lockdown.
Yeah.
I made like 500% growth.
Wow.
In my business, yeah.
Wow.
You know, so it's been great. It's been amazing.
Fantastic.
I have clients from all over the world.
Yeah.
Yes, just because I came online.
Absolutely.
And so since then I've been telling people, please come online,
mm-hmm.
take your business online. Please let people, you should have a social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know you.
Let them know what you do.
Exactly.
Thank you
exactly.
so much. I'm it's really glad to hear this.
So phenomenal. Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing, and thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
And you too. Let's work with Emmanuel, who's calling right now from Ojota, I believe. Oh, Ojo. Okay. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Oh, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
I must say that if you're running a business
mm-hmm.
today and it's not online, that means you are backwards, no matter the kind of business you run. Now, let's see how it works. I do a business that runs in millions, and I can tell you that I have met government contractors that was able to send me up to 10 million without seeing me in person.
Wow.
And I execute a business. Now, Facebook is what I use mostly.
Okay.
One, you must be active,
mm-hmm.
very, very active. Be ready to run data.
Mm.
Now, you must be posting at least every 2 days.
Mm.
Even if it's the same thing that you are posting, repeat the post again.
Mm.
It will make the Facebook to increase your reach because you are posting. Then those your people that you have sold before, those are customers that you have contacted before and you sold to them, whether it's physically or through any means.
Online,
Give the person discount. I said, I'm giving you a discount. This discount. If you can go on my post on Facebook and comment your experience with us.
Give me a review.
Yes, give you a review.
Great.
The reason is this. I cannot patronize you if I don't see people making comments under what you posted.
Yeah, absolutely. How do I know what you're telling me is genuine if nobody has used it?
Yes. And now, those people that you are able to reach that made that comment, you make sure that those people are real people. Don't create a Facebook page, fake one, to make that comment. Because, for example, if I want to buy a car from you and I go on Facebook and see your post, I will trust those people that make that comment
yeah.
and find out
how their page is, how their profile is running.
Hmm.
Whether it's one picture or two pictures, all those kinds
yeah.
of things. Yeah.
When did they open the page? How many followers do they have? Is it a bot?
Interaction. Now, yeah. I will be able to inbox them. Hello, I saw your comments also, please. I want to buy from these people. You don't know them.
Hmm.
Are you getting me?
Absolutely.
Now? Through that, you build a more confidence for someone, and you must be referring people to your Facebook, even if they come to your office, even if they come to your house.
Thank you.
First, them to follow you.
Thank you very much. Those are very practical tips. Thank you.
And comment. Another thing is.
Okay.
Make sure that you present something worthful.
Hmm.
Don't say fake, because if you then say fake to one person, the person will take down 50% of your customers on that the same platform, Facebook.
Hmm.
Because one wrong and a bad comment will discourage a lot of people from your listing, from your products. If you look at Amazon, even all those people, they always look out for review. They will ask you to patronize people that has, So when you say to them, tell them to snap it. If somebody agrees to make a video for you, are you getting me now?
Yeah.
Give the person discount.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. So I can speak with other people. But I mean, I love that this is something you also do. Yeah, thank you very much for calling and sharing all of those tips with us. I greatly appreciate it. And I like that this is something you also do. So he doesn't have a website, but he has a Facebook page that is active, and he's practically told you how he does it. So what are you waiting for? I would love to also speak with people who do not put their businesses online. I'd like to know why. Is it like you guys are making too much money offline that there's no point going online to make some more? Or why? What are your fears? Why are you not online? Why are you not on social media? Why is your product not on social media? Can you tell me? We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, so you can head over there and leave me your thoughts on the conversation. If you're just joining, we're talking about personal branding and your social media presence as a business person in Nigeria. If you have a business, do you have a social media presence? Do you have a personal brand? What do people know you for online? A lot of you actually spend a lot of data online, but you don't do anything that's your business. You're in other people's businesses, but not in yours. Oops, sorry about that. Can you please try call again if you can? Hello? Okay. Can't hear you either. Give me a minute on that one. Okay. So if you're online, you tell me how you're able to maximize profit. Again, remember, recently Twitter was banned. A lot of you had your products on Twitter, but can I take this call before I go on a break? I think not. So I have just a few seconds to head out on a break. If you'd like to leave me a message, you can do it on WhatsApp, and that's 08095975805. 08095975805. If you'd like to call in after the break, you can reach me on 0700 993 993 993. Female callers, it's 01465 7190. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is Table Talk, and we're looking at women in business and men in businesses and how to improve your social media presence and personal brand. Join me again.
You're listening to your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. This is Table Talk with Wemimo Adewuni.
Welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm going on to Facebook. This is Table Talk, and we're having a conversation with business people, men and women, and I'm asking you about your personal branding and social media presence. How are you making money online? Can you share tips with us in as few minutes as possible? But if you've been listening, people have shared practical tips with you what they do to make money online. It's Monday morning. Hey, the money-making week has begun. So what's your social media presence like? Or is it zero? Are you online putting your noses in someone else's business but not promoting yours? You have a business, but you also spend a lot of data just browsing and chatting. How can you convert these to money? All right, 0700-993-993-993. For female callers, it's 0146-57190. And like I told you, I'd also like to speak with those who are not online. You have a business, but your business is not online. And I want to know why. On Facebook, I've got a comment here from Ogechi Daniel Undukwe, who says, I'm the least person that was affected by Twitter ban because I use Google search to power myself. Really? Tell us about that. Says, I have a unique view. I target customers that are already looking for what I sell via Google. In fact, I don't spend money on advert anymore. I use a website, optimize it in such a way that when people look for what I sell on Google, I rank number one on most searches. This is a skill I learned when I was not working and now it's helping me make sales. I can't even remember the last time I submitted proposals because clients call me week on week. Right now, I'm on my way to see a client that's about to pay for my services. The truth is, there are so many people looking for what we sell. The question is, do you have a way to make them discover you? Wow. Ogechi, thank you so much for that. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Are you there? No, I can't hear you. You might want to try again. 0700-993-993-993. If you're female, the number is 0146-57190. This is a very good line here. It says by Ogechi, a lot of people looking for you, but they can't find you. Hello? Please put up your radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, Nigeria Info.
Yes, this is Nigeria Info. Can you hear me? Okay, so apparently, just give me a minute. I'm going to shut this down and put it back up in a minute. Just give me a moment. All right. You can also head to WhatsApp. The number is 0809597585. If you're not online, why not? If you own a business, it's Money Making Monday. How are you making your money? Okay, I got the line back up, and Christian is on the line from Ipaja, first-time caller. Hello, Christian.
Yes, yeah, I can hear you very well.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've been trying to reach you all day.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. With regards to social media.
Yes, please.
It is one of the best things that has ever happened to mankind.
I agree.
Yeah, for real. Now, Bill Gates said several years ago that some years to come, there will be two types of business. Those online and those not online.
Hmm.
And I can tell you for free that we are that stage now.
Hmm.
If you have a business and you're not online, very soon you'll be out of business. That is the truth.
Right.
Now, what works for me is WhatsApp.
Okay.
WhatsApp is one of the most beautiful platforms that a lot of people have not come to maximize.
Hmm.
I belong to a lot of groups on WhatsApp.
Okay.
And I push my business in all of those groups.
Right.
Yeah. Now, number one factor that will make people to patronize you is integrity.
Right.
If you are not a person of integrity, you pursue people.
Hmm.
But when people see you as someone they can trust,
they would even refer you.
They will refer. That is just where I'm going.
Yeah.
So across all of these groups, I've been able to present myself as someone who is trustworthy.
Great.
So it's easy for people to do business with me.
Fantastic.
So that 99% of my push is basically on WhatsApp. So all the my businesses, everything. And I use Facebook sometimes.
Mm. So your push on WhatsApp, do you just do pictures or do you also do videos?
I do pictures, I do video, I do write-ups.
Mm.
Everything goes.
Fantastic.
Everything goes, yeah. Then I also have broadcast.
Broadcast messages.
I have selected numbers that I've arranged. Put in a particular format. So once I push my advert, it goes to such people.
Great.
And we should be very careful in hiring people. You know, when you select, don't just hire people randomly. For example, you're dealing in real estate. You know, the people you hire should be people who have the capacity to be able to buy what you are selling.
Absolutely.
You can't be hiding secondary school students. You can't be hiding people that are still in school and, you know, and you start complaining that you're not making any sales.
Absolutely.
How will you make sales?
That means you need to take your time and look through your contacts.
Look through. That is the word. Look through. Be sure of people you are hiding.
Thank you very much.
Let's be people that have capacity.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your sharing. WhatsApp. Maximize WhatsApp, people. You go on WhatsApp, all of you. You're always forwarding messages. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. You guys are always forwarding messages. Fake news. Correct news. Everything you see, you forward. Everything you find, you push. Okay. So what's happening to your business? You are not pushing it on. I mean, and he gave you a very good tip. Create a broadcast list. Select people that will be on those lists. People who can buy what you're selling. If they can't buy it, it's a waste of effort. Welcome to Table Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning to you.
Hi, I'm very happy to get this session.
I'm glad you're here. What's your name? Oh, please bear with me. Wasn't me. Hello, good morning. Please put off your radio.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chigozie.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. So, I'm listening to your program right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very good program.
Thank you.
So, I want to also say what I do.
Please tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm a motion graphic designer.
Okay.
I help people put their products online.
Great.
That's what I do. And I heard the last guy talking about WhatsApp. Yes, it's true, but he didn't complete it. There's what you call WhatsApp for business. That one is more better. You can use it to promote your product, put the price, know when they pay you. And then when you are not online, it will even send message to people. Then when you come back, it will say a lot of things that you
But the WhatsApp for business, is it free to use?
It's free now. It's just like your normal WhatsApp, but it's better. It's strictly for business. I know your normal WhatsApp takes like 200 in a group. But WhatsApp for business takes like 2,000 to 5,000 people.
Hey!
Just like Telegram. Yeah, it is the same. I'm an IT person, so I'm into all this.
Thank you for this tip. Are you guys listening? Yeah. Are you guys, you people, business people? What's your name, ma'am?
No, I'm a man. My name is Chigozie.
Pardon me.
Yes, Chigozie.
Chigozie, thank you for this tip. I hope people are thanking you enough. Thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so, is WhatsApp for business? Why are you guys not using WhatsApp for business? I didn't even know. I'm not selling anything particularly, but wow, that's cool. Hello, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Table Talk. What's your name? Yes, you are. You are. You're live on radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yes. My name is Mark Mahofa.
Mark?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, Mark.
You know, why I called you, I've been listening to you. Why I called you is because of the South Sudan issue you talked about. I already knew that yesterday.
Okay.
I just want to... Well, I'm a music person I'm a music person. So any of our... I do that... go down. If you make me feel very bad about you.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Sounds of Tan was loved by everyone. I mean, it was true to his craft.
What's going on? Why are you not in the money cost fire anymore?
Since Tete now.
No, it's because of you. It's because of you I listen to Nigeria.
Yeah, but it's all right. But I'm here. I'm here with you now, right?
You are here, but you are only here or only on Mondays.
And Fridays. Fridays.
You are in Nigeria for with Sheriff now.
I must go now and take other calls, but I'll reply you. So, I mean, this is not common. So, most of my work is with the newsroom. Of course, it's also on radio. So, I mean, that's my job right now. My job is to be on radio with you Monday and Friday. And I'm here throughout the rest of the week, by the way, on Daily Digest 9 to 10 throughout the week until Dimitri returns next week. So, I'm with you. I'm always here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Table Talk. What's your name?
This is from Odogbo, Ogun State.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, you see, this Twitter and all the rest. I don't know. That Twitter is more important than any other network because all those ones, Facebook and all the rest, I didn't use it the way I use Twitter.
Mm.
And it disturbed my business a lot. I don't know. So any other suggestion that
have you thought of how to move? So, you know, some people still use Twitter using their VPN proxy and so on, you know, but it's just a bit more.
Those ones cannot be like Twitter, my sister. It cannot.
You see, if you are doing business, if one door shuts, you must learn to walk through the next available door. So if that's not available, you must learn to use what is available. That is just what it is.
The Twitter system is different with all those ones.
It is.
In Twitter, you explain everything. Explain itself.
Yeah, it is.
This one, there is a lot of process on those networks. You can't compare Twitter with all those ones. The difference is clear.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to learn how to use it. It's what it is.
I think we try.
Please do. Monday morning is here. Let's make some money this week.
Suggest the one that somebody can switch on.
You've been listening since morning. People have told you how they use Facebook, they use Google, they use WhatsApp.
I'm just doing the radio now.
You have missed. You need to go and watch a playback on Facebook.
Can you revise some feedback now?
All right, I will. I'll do that for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Let's see who's here. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Table Talk. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Mark. I called you earlier.
Uh-huh, okay.
You know, sorry, I divide from your discussion. But concerning the Twitter issue, let our government, let them bring Twitter back.
That's not our conversation this morning. You see, that one, maybe they will hear, maybe they will not hear.
You're talking about Twitter now.
I'm not talking about Twitter. I'm talking about your use of social media. So if we're going to talk about Twitter, we're going to derail this conversation. No. I won't do that with you. Let's stay with that conversation, okay? So that other people can also learn. Okay, so what's your name again? My penultimate caller. So people have talked about, you can go on our Facebook live stream. Someone shared his experience with using Google to promote his business. People have also talked about using WhatsApp, and there's something called WhatsApp for Business. So just go and look at it. Go to your Play Store and read the review. Read about WhatsApp for Business. And there's also Facebook. So WhatsApp groups, WhatsApp list, WhatsApp for Business, Facebook, Google. Those are the options. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Table Talk. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ismail Abdullahi.
Ismail, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. All I know is that I've been on social media for some years, but I don't stay on social media for nonsense. So mainly, I'm there for business. So what I do is that
business.
No time to look time. What I do is that you know, you can link your Instagram account with your Facebook account.
Yes.
So any activity from both sides will appear on your social media.
Yes. You don't have to post twice. You just post one place, it appears the other one. Yes.
Exactly. And you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And you have to be sure of what you are doing.
Mm.
Just remove your personal life from social media when you are doing business.
Mm.
Because those that are coming to visit you will want to see your profile.
Yeah.
And by the time your profile is deficient, nobody will follow you.
Mm.
So I don't go after people on streets, but I go after big guys on social media. So that is where I make my money.
Oh, shit. Money making somebody.
Thank you.
Ismail says, no, I beg, no time to look time. I'm not on social media to look at anybody's videos. I'm here to sell my market. Buy my market or move. I love it. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, my mama.
Welcome to Table Talk. What's your name? Hello.
My name is Mark. Mark.
Mark, welcome.
I called earlier. You see, what's really going on? You are talking about social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Twitter not part of social media?
Mark, I told you I'm not doing this. You can't insist. I told you, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not talking social media, Twitter ban. No. When we're having that conversation, we can do that. Today, let's talk about using your business for social media, okay? On social media, okay? Or using social media for your business. Let me be talking in the nonsense. All right, Sam, right? Is it Sam? Yeah, it's calling in. Welcome, yeah, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm more special.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, regarding the social media, it's very, very important. Well, I don't sell anything for now, but I really like it. And the way, even when I write, people think I'm the writer. You understand? Because I post a lot of things. I just started following recently, and I appreciate everything you're doing on Twitter. So regarding social media, Facebook, I'm active on Facebook, and WhatsApp itself is very, very nice. Because from WhatsApp itself, you can transfer everything you're posting to your Instagram account,
yeah,
to your whatsoever account,
yeah,
you have around the world.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice.
You can even link your Facebook to your WhatsApp if you're a business person.
I'm even trying to get something. I need to start selling.
Okay, you need to start selling something. Oh, yeah, now. Or you can even, if you have services to offer, you can put it on, make money from all that work you've done, right?
Exactly.
That's right. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you. Thank you. Charles is here from Ikeja, calling for the first time. Welcome, Charles. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you for calling today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on your platform.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we are talking about running businesses on social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I have a very nasty experience with most of these people that do online adverts and stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's very bad that Nigeria has gotten so bad that you have a lot of fraudsters all over the place. I was listening earlier and I heard one guy talk about integrity.
Yeah.
Integrity is a very, very good thing you must have to be able to succeed. Because from my own personal experience, I have contracted, I've met a lot of guys online who say they are offering these services. And I contracted them and we agreed they will send you pictures of what they are doing and everything. And I invited the person to come over for a meeting. We had a meeting. And at the end of the day, we agreed on the price and everything. I paid the person. I paid almost 70% upfront just because I want the person to deliver quality. By the time the person started everything, I never met him. I just saw him online. And before we know it, he messed up the whole. In fact, he ran away with the money.
Wait, whoa.
and he's not only one person. I had some nasty experience with so many of them. So I now ask myself, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it to go online and search for people? And when you're like
some did you take a look at the reviews? Did they have review? Did anybody?
Yeah,
I mean,
actually, the person had some few reviews on his Instagram page, and a lot of pictures of the work he did, he posted all of them. And I looked at it and they looked really amazing.
Maybe they were not his job, you know.
Actually, it could be that those were not his job. But the point I'm trying to make is that there's a lot of people that are frauds, that are making the real guys that are doing the genuine ones to look bad.
I agree.
Now, you ask me, will I patronize someone online again? No, I won't. Because I've had some nasty experience.
All right, thank you for calling. Let me speak with Adewale. He's been on the line for quite a while. Thank you for holding on, Adewale.
Yeah, good morning, Wenimo.
Good morning.
Wow, I'm happy to even reach you for the fourth time.
I'm glad you're calling. Thank you.
Yeah. So, according to the topic, my Instagram has really helped me. I cannot lie.
Great.
Because what I do on Instagram is I'm into car wrapping. I do car wrapping. So, and from there, I met people, and even someone that did not even know me, you know, they will send me advance. I will order the material from abroad and, you know, do their car, and it will be successful.
Great.
So, I'm really happy. But just Facebook, of recent, just last week, my Facebook was hacked.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it was hacked. But thank God that I did not use the same email to open the Instagram, because they wanted to actually penetrate, you know, my Instagram account. So, but at least Instagram, to some extent, it has helped me.
I'm so glad to know this. Thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah, can I share my Instagram handle? It's DigiCars Customs.
I want to be selling market on my show. I caught you.
Yeah,
it's all right. Thank you for calling. Yeah. All right. You know, I'm cheering for you guys. I'm rooting for you. I want you all to succeed and do well. And I like that you're all hardworking, but I need you to take it a step, not further, by putting your businesses online. Okay. We've talked about quite a number of possibilities. You also need to study about it. Go online. Like I always say, most of you buy lots of data every week, but you spend it arguing. I'm in some WhatsApp groups where I just go, like people are always gisting all through the night. I'm not sure they even sleep, you know. But if you're on those platforms and you're also able to advance your business, great. Okay? If all of that gist will translate to money for you, why not? Go ahead and do it. All right, let's see who's here. Good morning.
Action lady.
Welcome, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, you know,
yes, sir.
With all the how do I put it now? Is it a testimony people are giving, right?
Yeah.
So people like information minister, he didn't know about all this.
They know now.
But how come now? Because the government cannot, the government is not their business to provide job or whatever. But look at what I'm hearing this morning, what people are doing, right?
Yeah.
Like you are telling them, go it this way, do it this way. And people are coming to testify that, oh, this is what is helping me out. How come they want to muscle all these things up? All in the name, say they abuse the social media, whatever.
Mm.
Eh? So please now, people like the media now, look at what you are doing.
Yeah.
People are calling to testify. But now they want to muscle everybody up. Mm. I'm begging them. And the action lady.
Yes, sir.
Not forget that my request, I beg.
The... Hello? Which...
You don't forget, just 2 days ago. Okay.
Well, anymore. No worry, I have it. Please go away. You guys know what he's talking about, right? Okay. I'm leaving in a minute or two to bring you the ads. Remember, I'm on Daily Digest tomorrow. And so tomorrow I'm bringing you the PRO of INEC in Lagos State. Mr. Akimbi will be here on Daily Digest, and we'll be talking about the electronic registration, the portal. So make sure you don't miss the show tomorrow. I've told him that you all have feedback about trying to register online for your voter card. So bring all of your complaints, your questions, your feedback on the show tomorrow. We'll also hint and just do a touch up on the local government elections, although that's last year, but we'll just touch up on that at 9 to 10 a.m. tomorrow. So make sure you don't miss it. Let me take a final call on my way out. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Table Talk. What's your name?
My name is Jude.
Jude, welcome. You're my final caller. Go ahead.
I feel like on top of the world right now.
Hey!
I'm trying to call Nigerian info for ages.
I'm glad you're here.
Especially you and Sherry for doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Nigerian info.
Thank you.
One platform that has helped me
is Gigi
really helped me.
Okay, yeah. Sell it. Yeah, that's right.
You know, there was a time when I got married, I didn't have anything.
Mm.
Honestly, my wife was about to put to bed like in 1 week, and I have not even bought anything.
Wow.
Nothing for the baby. So I went for 1 yard like that. I saw a homage pack, and the owner put it for sale for 2 million.
So you snapped it and put it online?
Put it online. I made 500,000 naira. I went to the market. I bought virtually everything.
Wow! I'm sorry, I need to go now because I'm really out of time. But thank you for this good news. 500K. Hey, let me go and look for a car that is for sale. Guys, I really need to go. I'll see you tomorrow again at 9 a.m. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. Let's keep talking. Thank you for joining the show and for sharing. Have a good day, people.